Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're here under this open heaven. Glory to God, where there are miracles, signs, and wonders. We just want to say welcome tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your coming. We're indeed grateful that you've joined us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you from wherever you're calling from the isles of the sea. We just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to go ahead and take a moment. Go ahead and take a moment, people of God, and invite someone to come over. Invite someone to come and join you on tonight. Invite. Glory be to God. Someone to come and join you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me step away from the controls just a moment. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you again on tonight. We just thank God, amen, again for your coming. Wherever you're listening from, we just give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. And we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you that are listening, amen, internationally, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. We thank God for you tonight. Whatever country you're listening from, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you. And we embrace you on tonight with open arms. We just want to let you know you have come to this open heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, we are not a physical church, but we are an outreach ministry, a true outreach ministry, reaching into over 100 countries now, only by the grace of God. People of God, as we always tell people, it's truly the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We're so grateful today. We're so very grateful for what the Lord is doing. Truly, he has done us well. Amen. And we just embrace it. We thank him on tonight. We thank him for you. Thank him for leading you this way at this time on tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you many times over. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, 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 invite on tonight. We give God thanks and praise that we are in our 40 days of prayer. We're actually in our 40 days of prayer. So grateful on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Our prayer points do come from our All Saints 40-day fast of intercession as established by our late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, our chief apostle, founding father of the ministry. We give God thanks. We give God praise for him. And we're just taking those prayer points and we are interceding. Because we're all over the world, wherever you're from, glory be to God. These prayer points reach you. These prayer points touch you. These prayer points touches somebody that you know, amen, if not yourself. So we thank God, amen. We're just walking right down the line. People of God, we are advancing the vision. We're advancing the vision of what the man of God has already laid. And I tell you, people of God, this man of God has really laid a great foundation, a great path in the earth. Amen. And so here we are, glory to God. We're not traversing the earth. We're not, amen, as he did. Glory to God, traveling trailer, stretching tent. Glory to God, we're not there, amen. But listen, people of God, we're trying to pick up the torch and continue, amen, the work that the man of God has already given. And we're so grateful for you, people of God, for joining us. We're so grateful. We pray that you brought your faith. We pray that you brought, amen, your trust. We pray on tonight, Lord God, that you came intentional, that you have intentionally come to be with us on tonight as we pray, as we cry out, amen, as we cry out, people of God, for the needs of the people. We're interceding, amen. This is very selfless, amen. It's not about us. It's not about our families, amen, Jesus. It's not just about our ministry, people of God, but we are reaching beyond the borders, amen, in the Middle East, in the West, in the Lord God. We're reaching borders far beyond than we perhaps will ever go. And we thank God, amen, because somebody's listening, amen, because we're now reaching into 100-plus countries. So at whatever time this broadcast reaches your ears. We thank God for you. We thank you for coming into oneness. We thank you for coming into one accord with us as we intercede for others. We thank you, thank you, thank you, people of God. And listen, we firmly believe that if we take care of God's business, he will take care of our business. Amen. So we lay ourselves aside, our desires, our wants, our all of that, people of God, and we're focused on the prayer point of this 40-day fast. Amen. People of God, here we are today. We're in day number 25. Amen. Jesus, we're praying for missionaries and people of God, even as on last night. I encourage you that as you're praying for missionaries, to elevate your mind, elevate your heart. Amen, Jesus. We know we have missionaries in our local churches, but people of God, there are missionaries that are out there in the thicket. There are missionaries that are going over to third world countries. There are missionaries that are out there that are on the battlefield. And I encourage you, even so on last night, to elevate your mind, because we need to pray. We need to pray for them. We need to intercede for them. They have needs. They have desires, people of God. And what we're doing, amen, Jesus, we're taking ourselves out of the norm. Glory to God, but we're truly elevating our mind, glory to God, going beyond, people of God, going beyond, amen, our immediate needs, going beyond, amen, just, amen, what we have going on in our churches, people of God, but taking it to the hedges and taking it to the highways. So we give God thanks, we give God praise. While you're coming in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to come, people of God. Glory to God. Invite. Amen, Jesus. This is, listen, it's praying time. It's praying time, people of God. And there's always so much, amen, for us to pray for. And I thank God for this 40-day, amen, this 40-day fast, this 40 days of prayer. I thank God because it takes your mind out. It takes you beyond, glory to God, the sphere of what you're used to. Amen. And we thank God because he's breaking down borders. Amen. Because there are people that are crying out beyond what we can see. There are people that need your prayer. They need our prayers. And people of God, we just believe that if we pray, yeah, God, yes, God, we believe that if we pray, God will answer. Amen. So we're not just coming to be coming. People of God, we're not just coming, amen, Jesus, for anything, for strife, for vainglory, but we come because we mean business, amen, and we're touching God, amen, we're touching him in a very real way. So we thank God for our leaders, thanking God on tonight for, again, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thanking God on tonight, amen. Glory to God, again, for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Again, amen, who has left a blueprint in the earth. I'm telling you, a blueprint, people of God. And we thank God for him, our founding father. Thanking God on tonight for Mother Carrie Jane. Glory be to God, the founding mother of the ministry. Thanking him on tonight, glory to God, for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God, apostle and prophet Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him on tonight for Lady Rachel, elect Lady Rachel. Amen. Glory to God. Thanking God for them on tonight. They're out of Trinidad. Thanking God on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina on tonight. Glory be to God. He's our presiding bishop. Glory to God. And elect Lady Tina. Glory to God, our presiding bishop as well, my pastor. Amen. I thank him on tonight. Glory to God for all of our leaders. Amen, Jesus, respectively, in each and every one of their respective places. Thanking God on tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, giving God thanks and praise for their helping to take this outreach ministry forward. Amen. God pulled them together. God did it. amen, from several different ministries, but these men and women of God have come together for one cause, amen, during the pandemic, amen. Jesus laid it all down, and the Lord, amen, pulled us together for this vision and for this cause. So we give God thanks and praise, amen, because we get on the battlefield. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight, people of God, for our prayer warriors, those that are praying for this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Thanking God for them. Thanking for our scripture readers. And people of God, we thank God for all leaders. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders that are constantly, amen, encouraging, that are constantly praying, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has rested PNN on their heart, and they are praying. And people of God, and we see the results of these prayers and your prayers. We thank God for you, people of God. It's because of you, amen, because of your push, because of your desire to see this gospel go throughout the world, that the Lord is now reaching over 100 countries. And we're humble. We say 100 countries, people of God, but we're so humbled by it. Amen. So we bless God on tonight again for our scripture reader. Amen, Jesus. Those that the Lord has pulled to this work to help move it forward. Amen. And the Lord has turned and turned and turned and turned. Glory to God. And he's still turning. But we have already determined within ourselves that wherever the Lord leads us, there we shall follow. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We glorify him again. This is night number 25, a day number 25. We pray that you took time and prayed for the missionaries out there on the field. Amen, Jesus. Those that are doing mission work, those that are going into the nursing home, those that are going, again, to the mission field, those that are going to the third world countries, those that are going, amen, in catastrophes, amen, they drop everything and they go to help rebuild countries. Yes, they go and give of themselves. Amen, Jesus. Many of them stricken, amen, with diseases that they go into these countries, people of God, but somebody has to go. And we thank God for these missionary workers, amen, for every finger, every step, every prayer, every sacrifice that is made by these missionaries, amen, local and abroad. We thank God. We give him praise. Amen. So we glorify the Lord. Amen. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory to God again. This is day number 25. Amen, Jesus. We're praying. We're praying for our missionaries on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And as always, people of God, the platform is a little different, amen, than our norm. Glory to God, because we're coming specifically, amen, to pray for a purpose, for a common cause. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to ask, amen, Jesus, our scripture reader, if she would come on tonight, amen, Jesus, and give us our scripture for tonight. Amen. And I just want to ask our PNN advisor, Minister Booker, amen, if she would do a check. But at this time, we're going to ask Sister Mary Holland if she would come and give our scripture for tonight. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I have read to you the 121st Psalm in its entirety. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen, Jesus. Just a little song of praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Just dropped in my spirit. Amen, Jesus. Before our prayer warrior come on tonight, glory to God, the song says, I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you, and whatever you ask for, and whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. And what is whatever you pray for shall not be denied. It shall deny, hallelujah, it shall not be denied, saith the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It shall not be denied. It shall not be denied. Glory be to God. And people of God, tonight, again, we're praying for our missionaries. Amen. This is day number 25. Glory be to God. And we tonight, amen, Jesus asked to come to the platform on tonight. One of our PNN advisors. Glory be to God, amen, a prayer warrior in her own right. People of God, we want you to receive the woman of God now, Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. Giving honor to the Spirit of Christ who's the head of my life. To each of you all tonight in your respectable place, I do honor the Lord tonight. Minister Bradley, the visionary of the PNN News Network Global. I honor the Lord for all that makes up the body of Christ as a whole, our families. I do honor the Lord for another day he has brought us together, that we can come and glorify his name, and we can come and worship together. No matter what we have faced on this day, God still have brought us to this appointed time. In the name of Jesus, and after bringing us, we still have a mind. We have a mind and a desire to lift him up. I do honor the Lord in the name of Jesus tonight for my pastor and all your pastors, all your bishops, all those that help your spiritual growth in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God bless you all from far and near, for every teacher, for those that for those that give their lives and put their lives on the line to go to dangerous places, go in areas that not knowing whether they're going to make it back. I have gone to do missionary work. I've gone and not knowing that we have to write a will, have to make sure we tell the family where our stuff and all the important papers and things are, insurance policy and all that, because it don't say for sure you're going to make it back, because there are some countries do not allow you to preach Jesus. But I do pray for missionaries, because it is a journey, and sometimes it can be very dangerous, and sometimes it do cost you your very life and imprisonment. In the name of Jesus. So that's I pray for them, because the journey is real. If anybody step out in this arena and think there's not some obstacles going to come, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I praise God. I praise God tonight. I praise God tonight, because where we are in this day and time, it's a dangerous time. It's perilous time. And we got to gird up our loins with truth. That we may march, and that we make it to build the kingdom of God. That souls can be brought to the kingdom by all calls necessary.
Yes.
By all calls necessary. It's winding to the real nitty-gritty. And missionaries, every day, life is on the line. Family life is on the line. They leave their loved ones to go forth to do the will of the Lord. But I'm reminded the scripture says, If you forsake all for him, see, if you give up husbands, you give up wives, you give up children, lands, and all that stuff, you'll gain more. You'll gain more. And if you lose your life for his sake, you'll gain it again. You'll gain it again. My prayers are with the missionaries. My thoughts are with the missionaries. In the name of Jesus. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus, now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, who is Lord and Savior of all, that is chosen by your name, and that have been called according to your will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will search each of our hearts, that you will examine us thoroughly, God. And all that stand before you of us, everything, God, even as known and unknown, God, things that we have done that be displeasing in your sight, we ask you this night that you purge us, you wash us, and you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God, for your name's sake. And Lord God, have mercy upon mankind as a whole. In the name of Jesus, and grant to you, Father, such that you'll be saved. In the name of Jesus, prepare the hearts of your people all over the world to gird up their loins with your truth and your righteousness, that they may go out in the highway and hedges, God, and compare men to come unto you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, who is Lord and Savior of those that is chosen, Father, by your name.
Jesus.
By your name.
Jesus.
By your name, come unto the Father, because no man can come unto you, Lord, except your spirit draw them. You must be drawn by the spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. After receiving you, Father God, and repent, and after we turn from our evil ways, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing rest upon each missionary as they set themselves apart, aside for your will to be done in their lives.
Yes, Jesus.
May the anointing of the Holy Ghost empower them, their ministry, even the family. Those, God, in the name of Jesus, held in captivity by sin according to Acts 10 and 38. Give each, Father God, in the name of Jesus, missionary holy boldness. In the time of adversity, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will give missionary boldness to honor Christ Jesus, Father God, in dangerous situations and circumstances.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Philippians 1 and 20, I pray that the missionary all over the world be filled, Father, in the name of Jesus. Be filled with the power of Almighty God, compassion, compassion. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, be filled with the same compassion that Jesus had for unbelievers. Oh, yes, God, that every missionary all over the world be filled with the same compassion that Jesus had for unbelievers.
Yes, Jesus.
And teach about the Savior who can offer grace, offer peace, offer direction in a chaotic world, a chaotic world, Lord, in which we live in this day and time, according to your scripture, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you give, God, in the name of Jesus, that you give the missionaries a clear mind.
Yes, Jesus.
A clear mind. David. A clear mind, David.
Yes, Jesus.
To cleanse them of all cares and worries so they can discern you,
Jesus,
and your will for their life during this difficult time in which we live. And for their ministry, according to Romans 12 and 2, Father, in the name of Jesus, and every test that the missionary faces, God, Almighty God, in life, give them the spirit of endurance. As good soldiers, Almighty God, the spirit to endure hardness, trials, and tribulations. Having to complete faith in Christ, according to your word, God, in James 1 and 34. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you strengthen the missionary faith. I pray that you strengthen, God, their mind. I pray that you strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, even in the times when it seems as if nothing they do, God, is turning out as they thought it should. But all things work together for the good of those that love you.
Yes, Jesus.
And have been called according to your will. Strengthen the missionary faith. I pray that you strengthen their faith. They will have complete trust in Jesus' name to accomplish the work he, the only true living God, have called them to do.
Yes.
Father, according to your word in Philippians 4 and 13. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, you will continue to extend your grace to the missionary. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, God. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus. Giving them knowledge and power to each of them.
Mm-hmm.
To each of them. To each of those that is lost of the living God. Give them the power of God. In the name of Jesus, persuasive power. A power of God for your anointing, your healing virtue. Deliver joy and peace that will rest upon them. And Lord God, as it's done in the time of old, when they shall pass by, Almighty God,
Jesus,
that they can receive healing, they can receive strength, they can receive deliverance. They can receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Be with the missionaries.
Yes.
Paul was a great missionary, but Jesus was the best of them all. He was the greatest of them all.
Yes.
But he compelled, told us, go out in the highway and in the hedges and compel them to come unto you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, let us take no thought for yes. our own life.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. But that knowing that our life is hid in Christ. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your grace will continue to extend to the missionaries.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, giving them the knowledge and power to each of them, to their hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Romans 1 and 5. Father God, in the name of Jesus, don't let the missionary lose sight.
Yeah.
Father, don't let them lose sight.
Yeah.
Those that are far and near, don't let them lose sight. Don't let them lose sight that you have chosen them. They didn't choose you. You have chosen them to serve the needs of the people. For all walks, from all walks of life, without Lord God looking down on, but to lift up in the name of Jesus. Let them serve in humility.
Yes,
and not for not God for ego,
yes.
and not God for material gain, according to Philippians 2 and 3. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us serve God in all humility, in humbleness of heart, from a pure place, in the name of Jesus, that Lord God, you could sound well pleased, that you could sound well pleased. And that you would not allow anything to come up or set up on them to do them hurt or no harm when they take no thoughts for their own life. Even God, when you said no deadly thing they can drink or eat could harm them. And when they trust is in you. And when you have called and ordained them, you have anointed and appointed them to do a work for your kingdom. And they're doing it from a pure place. From a pure place, God, in their hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, let their joy be filled with inspiring joy that can only come through the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your joy be filled with inspiring joy.
Jesus.
That it can only come through the power of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Ghost in your love. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, for those missionaries that are in the trenches, in the dangerous part, that goes, God, and tells the alcoholics, there's
Jesus.
Hope. For those that go and tell the murderers, there's hope. For those, God, that go in the trenches and tell the drug dealers, there is hope. For those that go, God, in the trenches and tell the prostitutes, there's hope. For those, God, that won't take no fear for their lives and tell those politicians in the name of Jesus without fear or trembling, that repent and turn from your wicked ways. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, but with all that you do, let them do it in love.
Yes,
and the spirit of grace in the name of Jesus. Not in God that you call no one to feel less than who they are, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Christ, let love, not the love of the world, be in the heart of every missionary. Every missionary, God. In the name of Jesus. There are missionaries that are doctors. Missionaries that are nurses, missionaries that are lawyers, missionaries that are judges, missionaries, God, that are builders, missionaries, God, that goes to and from the earth, building up not your kingdom and building homes that those, God, in the street will have. So where the lady has, God, those missionaries that are cooking and feeding those that are less fortunate, don't have no food. Missionaries, God, are making sure they have clothes on the back and agriculture, God, that they could plant gardens and they could be able to live. They could be able to eat good, healthy food in the name of Jesus. Missionaries, God, they have gone through struggles in their lives that they could tell someone else. See, God, I never know what an alcoholic what alcohol or alcoholic person. But when you deliver them and you set them on a mission, they can tell the experience, and they can tell they hope that it's only you that brought them out. Those God that have a real story, those missionary God, that God, their life story, have brought them hope, and they hope make them not ashamed. So now I'm standing here telling you, look what the Lord delivered me from. Look what the Lord pulled me through. Look what the Lord pulled me out of. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, don't let the missionary lose heart. Don't let them lose heart, God. In the name of Jesus, let them love, let them love, let them love from a pure place. Father, remind your missionaries. Remind them, Lord, that great faith without love can do nothing. God, the scripture declares, faith without work is dead. But God, in the name of Jesus, faith without love can do nothing. According to 1 Corinthians 13:2. God, remind us all. Remind us all, God, for a year. Missionaries, all those that have been hollered out and called by your name, Jesus. Oh, God, faith without love can do nothing. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, yes, God, that the missionary ministry, the ministry, God, will be characterized, God, and show forth you, God, in the name of Jesus, by miracle both in their life and in the life of those that serve, according to Mark 16:20. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let us all, God, be a representation of who you are. Will you, God, be within the missionary, that when they see them, they'll see you. And, oh, Lord, that when they see them, they can see the Father. Like they asked Jesus, disciples said, show me the Father. He said, when you see me, you see my Father. When you see them, you see the Father. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, according to scripture, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that patience will have a perfect work in their life. In the name of Jesus, perfect work, God, each missionary. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, missionary, will be patient with those they teaching, those that they are teaching, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray they will continue to correct and encourage, God, even when it seems like, looks like, feels like there's no progress. In the name of Jesus, let them trust you in all things. Let them turn their faces to you and say, Father, I come too far now. I cannot surrender. And they can take on a mindset. If I perish like Elsa, if I perish, let me perish in the name of Jesus. But they got to see the King in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you restore them when life seems to be stressful. In the name of Jesus, that you restore and strengthen them in their family, their loved ones, their friends. Father, in the name of Jesus, through your grace, according to 1 Peter 5:10. Yeah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your vision, God, in their heart. Put your vision, God, in their heart, in their spirit, so they can accomplish all, not some, but all that you have planned. Life and grow the kingdom of the living God according to your will, according to your word, according to Mark 15:16. Father, in the name of Jesus, grow them up. Grow them up, God. Grow them up. Mature them in every area of their life. Let no weakness, no weakness overtake them. But let them, God, submit themselves daily, Almighty God, knowing, not just believing, but knowing that you have started a good work in them. and you're going to finish what you started according to Scripture. According to Scripture. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That your kingdom, God. That your kingdom can grow. That your kingdom that has come. That your kingdom. Kingdom sake, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that each missionary will yield themselves completely. Completely. Completely, Father. Yield completely. Completely to your will. Yield completely, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. To your word. Yield themselves completely to your truth. Yield completely to your strength. Lord God, not let them walk in their own ways. Not seek to do their own thing, but to trust you. Knowing all the help coming from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. They'll be able to say, God, in the name of Jesus, as David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I won't feel no evil. Why? Why? For the Lord is with them. For the Lord is with them. Lord, when he go in country, God, when they go in country, they'll dare to open their mouth. They'll dare to say Jesus. When some have to preach and run for their life, be with them. Be their shield and their buckle. Be their hiding place. In the name of Jesus, they're the rock of their salvation. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. For those missionary God, in the name of Jesus. That they got to sneak out. They got to sneak out and teach your word in the name of Jesus. Even Lord God, when Paul them had to go, and when Paul them went from place to place teaching, and when they went, God, setting up ministry, setting up churches, Almighty God, let the people grow, that they leave in charge in the name of Jesus. But let the missionary be patient. Let them be understanding. Let them be long-suffering in the name of Jesus. With those that they teach. Lord God, let them see the vision that they want have occupied space. They want to have occupied, God, where they are. But nevertheless, let us be patient. Let them be long-suffering and understanding. In the name of Jesus, but more than anything, let your love abide in their hearts. Don't let them lose hope. Don't let them lose hope. Because, Lord God, the missionary is somebody hope. Those missionary, God, that take clothes. And make sure, God, that people have clothes to put on their back. When they go in neighborhoods. Father, in the name of Jesus, be with them. Be with them. In the name of Jesus. Even to the young. Even to the young people. The young ministry, the young God ministers that go to and for in the name of Jesus. And they see other children less fortunate than them. Then they go back and say, Mom and Daddy, we got to do something. We got to do something to help them in the name of Jesus. No, God, when the missionary goes in the third world, God, and they look and they behold the situation. And when they look, God, and they can see, Lord God, they're compared to those. God, that they're rich in your grace. They're rich in your faith. They're rich in your love. They're rich in long-suffering. They're rich in patience, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, they're rich in your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost be with them. Let the Holy Ghost, God, stand firm in them. Get them a holy boldness. Get them a holy boldness in the name of Jesus, according to your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, God. According to your word, let them yield themselves. Completely to your will. To your will, God, 39. Let the missionary take no thought for what they were saying. But that same anointing that raised Jesus from the dead will rest upon them. That will destroy yokes. That will set the captives free. Pray that you anointed them to preach the gospel. They have to be instant in season and out of season. They go, that those in captivity, sitting in darkness, that they can be light, shining in a dark place, even in the minds of men. In the name of Jesus, for your kingdom has come. That kingdom has come. And I want your will to be done in the missionaries on earth, in them, as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that the missionary light, they don't put it on a bush. They don't hide it. But it's your light to those that walk in darkness. Lord God, that your name may be glorified and that a change will come in their life and that they can say, Lord, I want your God to be my God. The missionaries. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every missionary that are called by your name, depart from evil. By tooth breaking and strengthen them, God, where they're weak and build them up where they've been torn down. I pray, God, that your grace, your mercy be with them. Always to build them up and to build up their most holy faith in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God. Mighty God, I pray, God, as you lead them and as you guide them in Christ Jesus to do great and mighty works, even where there is fear, they will trust your name. They will trust your word. They will stand firm on what you have commissioned them to do. In the name of Jesus, according to scripture. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let not their heart be troubled. But let them believe in God. Let them believe in your word. Let them believe in the mission you gave them. Let each of them, God, let them not lean to their own. And when they run across something, God, that they just don't understand, give them a clear vision. Make the vision plain. In the name of Jesus. Because except you go with them, Lord. Except you build them. Except God. You be the maker. And the foundation be in vain. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. That you will stretch out your hand. And let your anointing, your power rest upon them, God, in the name of Jesus. And when, God, the enemy come up against them, and when their lives is in danger, what they do, like Stephen, look to you and not fear. Knowing that their life is in your hand and that no one can pluck them out. No one can pluck them out, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will sustain them. That you will sustain them, God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the missionary will always, always, always rely on you, God, your timing. Trust you, God, to open doors for them in the name of Jesus as they walk, as they go through, and ask that God continue to seek your will, to do your work, according to Ephesians 2 and 10. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Always utilize the time that you've given them, that you've given to each of us, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let an urgency always be in their heart for the souls of men. Let an urgency grip the heart of the missionaries all over the world, local, and those far and near, foreign country. Let an urgency grip the heart of each missionary that holler out by your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, an urgent desire to share Christ Jesus with each person they come in contact with. People know just how much you love them and that it was Christ that died for the sins of the world, according to Romans 10 and 1. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them always be willing, always be willing. Father, in the name of Jesus, the missionaries, a spirit of willingness and diligence, such a vision to execute excellence. In the name of Jesus, and be very courageous, and be of a good courage, in the name of Jesus, that they can have great success, in the name of Jesus. Wherever their feet thread, it could be blessed, and whatever their hand touch, it could be blessed, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Put your seal on them, God. Seal them until the day of your return. Seal them for every good work. Seal them, God, and anoint their lips of clay that they can't help themselves but to speak what you will speak. Seal them, God, with every good, righteous, pureness. That, Lord God, that they can speak a word and watch you bring it to pass. Because the work will be of you and not them of themselves. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, your missionaries, God, your missionaries, let them be excited, excited about who you are, Jesus, to them. That they can bring an excitement and an eagerness and a persuasion from their wicked ways. In the name of Jesus. And let your healing virtue, God, be with them. Not just to heal the natural body, but also that inner man. The things that people wrestling with, things that people struggling with, it can be healed. They can be made whole. Be with your missionaries. Be with your missionaries. Be with them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And I know, for those missionaries who are willing to sacrifice the material comfort of their own home, for your name's sake, for your work's sake, will not lose their reward. Will not lose, God, their reward according to John 15 and 13. In the name of Jesus, they will not lose, God. But even when you told God in the name of Jesus, Abraham to go, leave the kindred, leave the life that you knew, leave the life that you're familiar with, leave the things that you love so much. Go. Wherever you send them to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And by his obedience, And whenever you say go, that they can go. And get them husbands and wives and families. Give them God, friends, that can tell the missionary, by all means, I miss you, but obey God. In the name of Jesus. And always, God, wherever you send them to, let it be someone there to encourage them. Them, God. Their joy. Their strength. Renew them, God. And revive them. In the name of Jesus. Let them not lose hope, but let them trust you with everything that is within them, Father. In the name of Jesus. For Lord God, the missionary all over the world. And God, even the young missionaries, even the young children that doing mission work, that no one think it is mission work, that are brainwashed, that are asking you, you okay, give you a hug, that are seek to see you in all things, your name can be glorified, Father. In the name of Jesus, strengthen those that are weak now. Build up those that have been torn down. Encourage those that feel hopeless. In the name of Jesus, every missionary, cause them to fear not. For the Lord thy God is with them, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every missionary. Go to the hospital. Those go to the prison. Oh, God. Those that go to the homeless. For those, God, are take off their clothes. They put on raggedy clothes. And they'll fit in. And they'll join in. That they may know the suffering of the people. Be with them. That they may understand. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. That they can do your work from a pure place. Place. Now speak your word, God, without favoritism. And take no thought for their life, knowing that you got them shielded and protected. In the name of Jesus. You that same God that was with Daniel. Same God. You that same God. When the Hebrew boy's life was threatened, you that same God, you haven't changed. When they told them don't pray, they continue to pray. Daniel continue to pray. And pray so they can hear. Let the missionary have that same. That same urgency of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, for your name's sake, that thy kingdom, for thy kingdom's sake, for thy kingdom has come, for thy kingdom has come, for thy kingdom has come, and for your kingdom is with me. In the name of Jesus, according to Scripture, perfect work. And let patience have her perfect work in the life of each missionary. In the name of Jesus, apostles that go all over the world, prophets, evangelists, teachers, all over the world doing mission work, doing a good work. For thy kingdom's sake and for the sake of your people now. For I have come to you, Lord God, on the behalf of your people, on the behalf of the missionaries, that you will strengthen their hands, that you, God, will give them a clear vision, and that you, God, let them see clearly that they would not be deceived by no mean necessary, but not detour. That they will forget those things that are behind them. And they will press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every missionary, every man, woman, girl, and boy that are called by your name, for even those that have not come yet, Father, but must come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting the needs of every missionary. Thank you for supplying all of their needs. Thank you, Lord God, for supplying every spiritual, physical need in the name of Jesus, every financial need in the name of Jesus, according to Scripture. According to Scripture, God, for Philippians 4:9. In the name of Jesus. And let your love abide. In the name of Jesus, get them an insight. Every missionary. A clear view into the heart and life of the people that they minister to. Father, in the name of Jesus. So they will have the ability to do great and mighty things in Christ Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, and through your love, and through your love, in the name of Jesus, according to Colossians 2:2. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for I lift my eyes into the hill now, for which is cometh my help, knowing that all my help cometh from you, Lord. For you have made the heavens and the earth. Father God, and I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know on the behalf of your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I lift them up because you said cast my cares on you. You care for me. Father, the missionaries, I will care tonight. The missionaries, I will care tonight. And we, God, we lift them up to you tonight. In the name of Jesus, fill them with your knowledge. In your wisdom, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of discernment be with them, that they can discern between good and evil, right and wrong, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, and get them a fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing that not only destroy the yokes in the life of others, but to even destroy the yokes in their life. In the name of Jesus, that your name could be glorified in the earth, because your name is great. Your name is great. And your name is great to be praised. Father, in the name of Jesus, your name is great, and your name is great to be praised. We thank you now, Lord God. We praise your mighty name. Lord God, we lift you up. We adore you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for every missionary. Almighty God, for your keeping power, for the power of enduring, for the spirit of long-suffering. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you now. We say thank you now. We say thank you now. We say thank you now, Father. In your son Jesus' name, we do pray. We say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you for being the supplier. We thank you for being the provider. We thank you for being the sustainer. We thank you for being the keeper. We thank you for being the hope. We thank you, God, for being the peace. We thank you for being the joy. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Send your missionary to my family. Send them, God, in the name of Jesus, to our family, in the name of Jesus. For God, it's hard. It's hard sometimes for us to reach our own. But send your missionary to the family in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Because God, they're on a mission to do a good work in you and a mighty work. In your son Jesus' name, we pray once again. We give you glory, we give you honor, we praise. Thank you for hearing us always. And thank you for the answer by faith, Father God. In your son Jesus' name. In your son Jesus' name. For he's the way, he's truth, and he's very life. And no man can come unto the Father except we come by Jesus. We said thank you now.
Thank you.
We said thank you now. We said thank you now.
Oh,
that
Jesus.
this ministry being heard, this brand new network, is being commissioned throughout over 100 countries, God, in the name of Jesus. And we have not stepped our feet in none of those countries. But your word have gone now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, your word have gone now.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Your word have been commissioned and have brought changes in the heart of men. Those that receive salvation, those God that receive strength, those that receive healing, those that receive deliverance, those that receive peace, those that have been restored, those that have been renewed, those that have been revived. In the name of Jesus, pathways been made straight. And your word have become a light unto their feet and a lamp unto their pathway, Father. For your word have gone, God, from this proud new network. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
They have heard, oh God, over 100 countries. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So you have commission and commission to let this word be preached unto the whole world. And your word have gone out now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you once again. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to bless the leaders of everyone that sacrifices comes to this line. In the name of Jesus. Father, we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. We won't take your praise. And Lord, be with Minister Brad. She goes to and fro in the earth. Don't take time for herself. She always, God, giving herself and her time to other missionary work, doing a great work for you, Father. Strengthen her now, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. In every aspect of her life. Build her, God. Lift her, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore everything that the taker one have come and try to eat. Restore, God, back unto her in the name of Jesus. And whatever her hand touches, God, oh, Lord God, we know it already blessed. And wherever her feet go, we know it blessed in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you. Give a double portion in her hand for healing in the name of Jesus. A double portion in her hand for healing. Double portion, God, in her hand for healing. A fresh anointing word, a rhema word in her mouth. That's what you speak. The dead can be raised. The weak can be stricken. In the name of Jesus. For she's doing a great work in you. She sacrificed. She give of herself. She give her time. She give her money. She gives us a great example. She never looked like it. Not just God. Someone want to be seen. Not from an ego praise, but from a pure praise in her heart. She make those sacrifices for the sake of others. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we thank you for the life that you've given her. And we thank you, Lord, for the urgency that you have placed in her. In the name of Jesus. And the vision you have put up on her head. Make it clear. Make it clear. Make it clear. And wherever you need to make changes, let her yield herself. Let her yield herself. That you have the authority to make changes where you see fit. In the name of Jesus, but she just has to be led and guided and directed by your will. In the name of Jesus, for this one, Lord God, to be with her and her family that have been great sacrifices that you, God, have left family to do your will, to do your will. And some of them, it's hard for them to understand such dedication, and hard for them to understand such relationship. But nevertheless, keep this one.
Yes, God.
Keep her. Keep her. Keep her. Mm-hmm. Keep her.
Jesus.
I'm not talking what somebody told me, but I know for a fact she sacrificed much for your kingdom. For your kingdom. You're going to be lost. As you command God, Jesus said, Father, I kept them that you've given to me. Now when she has to leave, she has to trust you to keep them, Lord. She has to trust you to keep them, that none be lost. That none be lost, but they come to repentance. In Jesus' name, once again, we say thank you now. We love you and adore you. We appreciate you. We magnify your most holy and righteous name. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are unmuted.
Come on, people of God, let's lift them up on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and let's lift them tonight. Hallelujah. This prayer, this fervent prayer that is going up while the missionaries on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and take those phones off of mute now. Take your phones off of mute. Come on and let's bless the Lord together. Come on and let's magnify the Lord together. Glory to God. Let's fill it with the praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let's fill it with the praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, and amen. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for doing it.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about you people of God, but I just believe, I just feel, I just know, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, has moved, amen, on tonight. He has dispatched his angels. Glory to God. I tell you, I feel heaven move on tonight. Glory to God. For his missionaries, those on the field, those in the thicket, those in the bushes on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. Those in the local churches on tonight, hallelujah. I just feel God is stirring. I feel a stir. Hey, mama, haya. I feel a stirring. Hallelujah. I feel a stirring in the spirit realm on tonight. Glory to God. I just feel a stirring, people of God. Hallelujah. On tonight. Hallelujah. I just believe, I know on tonight that the Lord has spoke on tonight. Amen. He has moved upon your spirit on tonight. Glory be to God. But surely there is a work, hallelujah, for us to do. Hallelujah. And I just give God thanks and I give God praise on tonight for breathing upon us, for breathing upon his missionaries on tonight, those that are moving with a mission, those that are moving with a mission, with a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Hey, God, hallelujah. It's a Bahaya. And I just give God praise. I give God thanks on tonight. Glory to God. Thank God for you, Minister Ali. Thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God. Just praying right there in the vein. Hallelujah, of the missionaries. Amen. Glory to God. Having so yourself, amen, been on the mission field. Glory to God. The heartfelt prayer, the heartfelt, amen, the heartfelt prayer right in the center of the vein of the missionaries on tonight. Not just people of God, we touched it on tonight. We touched it on behalf of his missionaries tonight. Glory to God, and that's why we can give him a praise. That's why we can give him glory. That's why we can give him glory. Hallelujah, because it's already done. It's already done. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, missionary Booker. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Amen, people of God, I just feel good in my soul. I feel good in my sanctified soul on tonight. Glory to God. I just believe. Amen. I just believe. Amen. God is creating miracles. God is creating blessings for his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just believe. Hallelujah. There are angels walking among us. There are angels walking among us. Glory to God. Those that are there, those that are out there. Amen, Jesus, on the mission field. I just believe, hallelujah, that, hey, Master, hallelujah, I just believe, I'm, oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God, I just believe, hallelujah, I can just see it on tonight, hallelujah, that they are moving, amen, creating creative miracles, amen, for the people of God, hallelujah, bringing food, bringing water, bringing healing, glory to God, bringing answers, bringing, hallelujah, glory be to God, direction. Oh, my God, I just believe it on tonight, amen, and I'm excited, amen. I'm excited for the missionaries on tonight. Glory to God, I'm excited. They don't know it, hallelujah, but it's already done. Help is on the way. Help, hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God, help is on the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. So we bless God tonight. We give him thanks. Amen. Glory to God. I just feel the heart of the missionaries on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Some of them locked up in chains, in prison. Some of them locked up, people of God. Hallelujah. Praying on tonight. Glory to God. But I just believe, hallelujah, faith to faith, hallelujah, in the spirit realm, in the heavens, hallelujah, our faith has touched their faith,
And I just believe, word of God, as touching anything, hallelujah, it is done. Amen. So we rejoice together. We rejoice tonight. Amen. For what the Lord has done. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And people of God, listen, tomorrow, amen, Jesus, we're entering into day number 26. We're entering into day number 26 of this 40-day prayer. Amen. This 40-day prayer right along with the 40-day fast of intercession. Amen, Jesus. The prayer point for tomorrow is for teachers. Yes, tomorrow the prayer point is for teachers. We're going to be praying for teachers. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to be praying, travailing for teachers, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for this ministering gift. Amen, because this gift needs wisdom. This gift needs understanding. Glory be to God to be able to break down the word. A lot of times a preach word will come. Amen, but it takes that teacher. It takes the spirit of the teacher to come now and break it down. Yes, to break the bread of life. Amen, Jesus. Make it easy for you to digest. Make it easy for you to, amen, Jesus, with the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge. Amen, the spirit of understanding. So tomorrow we're going to be praying for teachers, people of God. Let's go ahead and give you the scriptures for tomorrow. Listen, people of God, amen, read the scriptures. Read the scriptures as we are going throughout this 40-day of prayer. Read the scriptures, people of God. Marinate on them. Let them sink into your spirit. Think about them. Turn them over in your mind. Ask the Lord questions about them. Glory be to God. Let them rest in your spirit. Let them rest. Let them speak. Let the scripture speak to you, glory to God, so that you can be spiritually empowered. As we're decreasing, God is increasing in us. As we, people of God, are making sacrifices, we, amen, getting rid of the, amen, have gotten rid of the red meat, amen, now no meat. Glory be to God, those of you that are consecrating with us, amen, Jesus. Now, people of God, listen, it's really getting down, really crucifying that flesh. That flesh right now probably wants a burger, wants some pork, amen, wants some chicken, wants some fish, amen, glory to God. Some kind of seafood is crying out, but people of God, listen, let's stay to the course. Let's stay on the course, amen, Jesus. Let's stay focused. Stay focused, amen. Glory to God, because it's not about what these bodies want, amen. It's not about this carnal body and what it wants, amen. We are selfless, amen. We are interceding for people around the world. We're interceding for others. We're praying for others, amen. That's why, amen, we're denying ourselves. We're denying ourselves, glory to God, of the things that this body wants, amen, Jesus. But we're being spiritually empowered. Our spiritual man is being fed. Listen, we are being empowered, amen, Jesus, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, amen, Jesus, and what God shall do in our lives as we steady the course, amen. Okay, perhaps you fell off course, but listen, get back on. Perhaps, amen, you ate or you did something or whatever. Don't wallow in it, amen, Jesus. Repent and get back on the course. We got to make these 40 days. We have got to make these 40 days, people of God. Amen. We're going to make this journey. We're going to make this journey. Hallelujah. And that the Lord will be glorified. Again, tomorrow, people of God, we will be praying for and interceding for teachers. We're going to be interceding for teachers. Amen. Go ahead and take these scriptures. Amen. And just begin to start reading the scriptures. Amen. Let the scriptures, amen, minister to you. Amen. The scriptures come from the first one, Acts, the fourth chapter and the 11th verse. Amen. The second scripture is 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse. Again, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 28th verse. The next scripture, amen, Titus, the second chapter and the third verse. Titus, the second chapter and the third verse. Next scripture, Hebrews. Hebrews, the fifth chapter and the 12th verse. Hebrews, the fifth chapter and the 12th verse. Amen. Glory to God. And the last scripture, Romans. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Amen. And people of God, I just encourage you, run references on scriptures. You know how sometimes you have a scripture and right in the margin, if you go and look right in the margin, like for instance, you get Romans 12 and 1, and you read Romans 12 and 1, look over at the margin, amen, and there's a reference scripture to Romans 12 and 1. Listen, start looking, start going to those reference scriptures. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, people of God, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless you real good. Run reference, amen, if there are other scriptures that the Lord brings to your mind, even as you're reading these scriptures, people of God, listen, dive in it, amen. Glory to God. Just dive off into it, amen. Glory to God. You know there's a baptism. You can be baptized in the word, amen. You can just be submerged in the word of God. Glory to God. And I encourage you to go for it. Amen. Go for it. Go listen. Go for it, people of God. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Amen. We want to always remind you, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. They're absolutely free. Listen, if you would like to have a copy, please, ma'am, please, sir, text us. Let us know. Amen, Jesus, and we're going to get to you. We're going to get them out to you, amen. Otherwise, don't forget you can go out to our Facebook page, amen, go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, or you may go over to our ReArp Prayer Group 52, the new ReArp Prayer Group 52. You can go out there as well, amen. We post the broadcast out there. Now, if you don't have Facebook, don't forget, you can go out and Google Prayer News Network. You can Google Prayer News Network. People of God, once you Google, you see our logo there. You see our logo, Prayer News Network. Click on that logo, and it'll take you to our most recent broadcast. Amen. Or any of our broadcasts. Amen. You can find them listed there. That's on our radio side. Amen. We just want to thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for steadying the course. Thank you for coming with us along the way. Thank you for making the sacrifice as we intercede for others. People of God, we're doing it together. We are better together. We're stronger together. And we thank God for you making the sacrifice. God only knows, amen, Jesus, what's happening in the spirit realm, amen, as we all come together, as we pray together, amen, Jesus, but we do know. Glory be to God. Yes, God, we do know, hallelujah, that the heavens are shaking. Amen. Glory be to God, and hell is trembling. Glory be to God, because we are coming, amen, in the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, and he's already victorious. He's already made us overcomers, and we just declare it so as sons of God. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being with us always. We thank you. We appreciate you. Amen. Listen, just want to put this out there for you. Amen, Jesus, as our prayer warrior, amen, prepares to grace the platform again. Don't forget, people of God, during this week, amen, we have fruit or garden salad for those that are consecrating along with us, fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m., meals at 12 noon, and then fresh veggies at 6 p.m. Amen. No meat and no fish. No meat and no fish. Don't forget to drink water and or juices during other hours. And please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget to pray 6 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and then we come back together, amen, collectively at 9 o'clock p.m. Amen. God bless you tonight. We do appreciate you so much again for your time, your attention. And at this time, we're going to bring our prayer warrior. God bless you, Minister Ollie Booker. Amen. One of our PNN advisors. God bless you tonight. You have the platform. Amen. Just press star 6 and come on over. Amen. Glory to God so that you can feel the prayer on tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Yes.
God bless you, y'all. Thank God for your patience and thank God for your long suffering. Now, Father, as we make ready to depart this service, we do not depart from you. We ask God that you go with each and every one of them, that you lead and guide and direct their path. Lord God, we ask you that all over the world, send your spirit to stir the hearts of men. Send your spirit, God, to draw unto you who should be saved. Father, send your spirit a reminder that you God and that you gave your only begotten Son that we don't have to perish, but we can have everlasting life if we but believe and trust you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask you to keep watch over each family member, each God member of the body of Christ, boy and near. We ask you, God, because you know you can't buy peace. Peace comes from you that surpasses all understanding. And let brotherly love continue, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover even now with the shed blood of Jesus. Hide even now behind his cross. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Shield and protect your people from all hurt, harm, and danger. Heal, God, both soul, body, and mind. In the name of Jesus. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Hide us behind his cross. In the name of Jesus. For those that are traveling, God, give them traveling mercy. In the name of Jesus. Let peace be with each of them. In your Son Jesus' name. We love you. We love you. And nothing you can do about it. Have a good night. And we'll see you tomorrow night. If the Lord willing. Go in peace now. And serve the Lord. Amen. Good night, saints.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.